טוב, שלום לרב לייטמן, שלום לכל החברים והחברות, אנחנו נמצאים ב...
Hello, Dr. Lightman, hello to all of our friends, this writer's meeting. And the different languages that we're writing in, there are many content people, many friends watching us. And today we'd like on this talk to focus on the coronavirus in the United States. The crisis in the United States is on the rise. There are 6,000 casualties as a result of the virus. There are about 250,000 people that are infected. There are more than 1,000 people that there are more than 1,000 deaths, casualties per day. Unemployment rates are on the rise. More than 10 million are unemployed now, and till the end of the month, it might reach 20%, even 30%. Also, the Americans are buying weapons, more and more weapons, and I'd like to focus only on the United States and not the entire world. How do you see the stages of coming out of the coronavirus in the United States? I don't see it. Why do you think that I see them coming out of this? I don't see them coming out of this. I also don't want to see them coming out of this until Corona will do its work. I don't think that it should leave, disappear. I think that it's good for us to live longer and longer with the feeling of the corona on the horizon for all of mankind until we correct ourselves properly. Meaning, until we unite, come together, become the humanity that we're supposed to be, that suits nature, identifies with it, really in a way that, the way we're supposed to be, like we learn from the laws of nature itself, the laws of nature, that we learn that we live in a global integral system where everything is interconnected. And look what's going on with the still, the vegetative, and the animate. And look what man's doing with his egoistic mind, his egoistic force on the speaking level. Were it not for man that now we left several places where we no longer appear, then nature immediately reorganizes things there, rebuilds things there, and the best possible way, man's interference in nature is destructive, and we have to learn how to do it in an integral way, so that we won't interfere with nature, but then we will be an integral part of nature, feeling the general force of nature, the upper force that connects everything, that to us reveals the general infinite perception and understanding that we have to really live in, and not the kind of life that we have built for ourselves, which is something between, you know, the market and the mafia and the black world that we have built for ourselves. The dim world that we have built for ourselves. And we have reached a state where nature is falling out of balance, and so it responds. And it's not that we can do something to stop the response called the coronavirus in this case. Altogether, we thought that we are headed toward a crisis, a world war. Humanity was ready to go for such things that you can't rationally think that we're rational beings. But now that the coronavirus is starting to spread and to put us back into place. I pray that it will not stop its work, only that we will understand as quickly as possible how to arrange ourselves in a good, nice, and integral way so that we can enter nature in an integral way as an active part, a useful part, beneficial part. This is my attitude toward Corona. I don't call it a crisis. I call it a correction, calibration on part of nature. That nature is turning us a bit, showing us where to go. Just like when we go with a child, we direct him a bit to go in one direction or another, and he goes. He doesn't know more than walking, but where to turn him. This we know, to turn him for the better. The same with the corona. It's turning us in one direction now, in the direction of connection, and direction of decreasing all of our egoistic engagements and so on. It's showing us how to advance. In the meantime, softly, but in its magazine, it has many different means by which we will advance correctly, but in a way that will be unpleasant, both in the eyes of the upper force and also in our eyes. Humanity, leaders, advisors, economists are looking for ways of how to come out of the crisis, and you're calm. You want for the corona to stay with us. I'm not looking for a way out. I'm looking for how, by these signs, can we correct society in order for us to advance in a good and nice way, and so that not this virus or other viruses that are waiting around the corner will force us. Does the United States have a special role in the crisis? Of course, because it's the biggest economy. It's the most powerful country. And therefore, what it does is an example. An example for other countries, even though they can't do what the United States is doing. The sums that they're putting in. But I wouldn't do it, because Trump, well, it's the American way to throw more and more billions of dollars, to throw in more and more billions of dollars to keep the economy from it plunging into a crisis. I don't think that it'll help. I don't think that all of these businesses should be kept alive. It won't help. So what would you recommend Trump? I don't think what to recommend him, but he has to first of all understand. This is my recommendation. First of all, to understand, what does the corona want to bring us to? It didn't simply outburst and these viruses, and it's not about that. But it's in order to reshape us, reorganize us in a new society, in new relations on the human level, on the political level, on the judiciary level, society and law. To a new constitutional level. We simply have to understand, what does the corona want to do? It is a response to all of our wild behavior in the past years. that instead of understanding these crises that we have gone through, we only look for ways of how to bypass them and continue with our ego that's going wild in all directions. And could we now stop the corona? God forbid what we would have come to in a very short period of time. A year, two, three, we would have reached terrible outbreaks, outbursts. Therefore, it's good for us to learn now how to arrange ourselves so that this new direction that's coming after the corona will somehow be in accordance with the program of nature. Nature has a program, works according to a certain program. We have to understand it and to turn ourselves in its direction, adjust ourselves to it. There are millions of Americans that are starting to understand that the corona is here in order to send us a message, to wake us up, and that the coronavirus is a wake-up call for us to wake up, that Judgment Day is coming. What do you think? Are we reaching a point of the end of the world, or... We understand that there is no end of the world and that the corona comes only in order to correct a bit our correction, for us to understand where do we have to advance to, and to the measure to which we advance and change ourselves to that measure, we will already understand the general process of what does the upper force want of us and so on. The corona in the United States has exposed a tremendous deficit, not in only basic needs like toilet paper and other things, but also solidarity and mutual responsibility. The Jews, at least, we have some story, something that keeps us together, that we can lean on, some mutual history. What should the United States base itself on? What narrative? Its entire foundation has come to an end. It has to understand that if it wants to remain a superpower that's standing in the center of the world, it has to now set an example, a different kind of example, a social, human example, goal-oriented, spiritual one. And it has the means to do it. Only will these leaders, are they capable of drawing the people there and society and government? I think that they can, because I have never seen a more suited government for the direction in which the coronavirus is turning us, pushing us in. But still, it's hard for an American person to grasp this. Even though that next to them there are people that maybe can explain it to Trump. And he is capable of perceiving this. He has the ability to take sharp turns. What kind of example should America, the United States, give? What kind of model should it build for itself and humanity? We are already living in an era of integrality, where the integral law of nature has to be the main thing, that we have to do everything in order to bring our entire world to the shape of a sphere, ball, doesn't matter how you explain it. Meaning relative equality, relatively caring for everyone, less corporeal competition, more spiritual competition, meaning the measure to which a person can bestow, give to society, set an example for bestowal, and closeness, and in short, all these things that we have been learning about all this time. But still, how do you create a collective consciousness in such a separated country? They have no other choice, otherwise they will have to unload on each other with all of their weapons. It's not just so that they have this need, it's because they have no choice. Imagine, I'm going to the store, I'm standing in line with another 20 people like myself, and everyone's buying arms, weapons, guns, submachine guns, different things. Once I went to this shop, there was even a cannon there. You could even buy a cannon. Take it, no problem. Imagine that I take something like that, go back home with a few more of my friends, a few more of my neighbors, and then we start building, how to say, we start building our castle. No American will want that, but because there is no choice. So now we really have to take a national social step that no one is going to use weapons, no one, but using weapons, no matter what, is, you know, death sentence if someone uses it. But we have to immediately, right now, because there is such a fear of weapons, we have to think how to use the force of good between us, because we have no choice. And because we have no choice and we're using the force of good is actually a good thing. Because a person does it because he has no choice and he wants for it to be sustainable. Because there's no choice, it's like there's someone standing behind me putting a gun to my head. This is how we have to feel ourselves with this coronavirus and the entire economical and national situation, and therefore we have no choice but in the form of a common society through common consent that we have to reach a state that either we start unloading on each other, like in the Wild West, or we simply understand that it is all out of foolishness, that this is something that you can't do today. We simply did it instinctively, but it's something that you can't do anymore. And therefore, this is why we're building a new society. And if someone does not agree, then we teach him. And if he doesn't agree, we kill him. We kill him. There's no choice. It's like at times of war. You have to do it. As simple as that. This is what the virus teaches us. Either you connect, unite, you try, or I'll kill you. So the way to the new world passes through a kind of totalitarian regime? Of course. Where did you ever see a soft regime? Where? In your New York? Where did you see it? I never saw a crueler society than the United States. What are you talking about? You want to have some good changes in society without pressure. It's impossible. But you explain more and more as much as you can, and those that can't hear the explanation, then through blows, says so in the Torah too. What, doesn't the Creator treat us the same way? Doesn't this virus show you the path? In recent years, different states in the United States wanted to separate from the United States to become a separate state. Do you think that it can happen, that the new world, the new kind of society can be built in a country like the United States or maybe in other countries, or they'll separate and reunite? Maybe I would set an example on California or some other country in the United States for everyone to see how immediately it deteriorates into a state of plunges into a crisis. Can they live, make it on their own? What are you talking about? Even South America lives off North America. Again, because of the virus, because it's breaking out, we have to learn from this and teach everyone in the simplest way. You disagree? We chop your head off. Chop your head off meaning what? We disconnect you from ourselves and no problem. Get along. And when he wants to come back, you want to come back. Tell the entire world what happens when you disconnect, how good it is to be together, why. Show that your population is ready for it, that it understands what connection is, that they will be tested by humanity, and then we will accept you back. I'd really make a lesson out of them for the entire world. I read several articles that talk about several steps that were taken, that maybe the United States is preparing for a world war. I don't know. I don't want to hear about all this nonsense, you know. There are different interests in one direction, the other. Everyone's writing, who knows what for. What do we need these speculations for? I'm not going into these things. So, about Jews. Just a second before the Jews, Avi. The United States is considered the, you know, it's the famous American dream that doesn't work anymore, but still, it's the superpower with the biggest rift or division between the rich and the poor, the gaps. What kind of America should be developed now? I hope that all the different connections that exist there that are completely out of balance, for it to become more and more revealed, and that society will feel that it has to rearrange itself. There's no choice. They're really in a bad state of affairs. Especially in such cases, they see that on the one hand, the free market is very effective, on the one hand. On the other hand, to withstand such a virus, then Russia can do it better, because it's all one superpower, one desire, one force. Whereas the United States, Democrats, Republicans, Congress, White House, this, that, different problems. and in every country you also have many governments. What happens, happens, but I think that the virus will clean all these things, therefore I'm not really concerned about it. I'm not concerned about solving all their problems. I mean, not solve their problems, but the question is really, like you said, that in times of crisis, the government interferes much more in the free market, because, you know, individuals can't deal with it. Yeah, obviously that when there is a general blow, then there also has to be a general response. Norma, please. Rob, in relation to the survey we started this talk with, there's a survey that discovered that almost 50% of Americans think that the coronavirus is a sign that we have to come closer to God. Does it not show that the American people understand that there is something that's superior to them? And how does that bring them closer, not to religion, but to spirituality? Can we expect some spiritual renaissance here? That Americans are religious, that's obvious. That they take God into consideration, especially when there's such blows, because it really seems as the hand of God. That's also obvious. How much will this influence them today? That society is, I don't know what's going on today. Where is the division of society into different religions, beliefs, religions, secular? I don't know how it will all pan out, but look, in every state, there are things that are for better and things that are for worse. I can't say. It goes both ways. How will it happen in the American society? I don't know. I think that all in all, it will not influence all the religions and beliefs and fear of punishment and the war of Armageddon that they're all worried about. But what I do hope is that despite that it is a superpower and millions of people and who are we in relation to that, but it seems to me that it will be like a cry out in the desert, that we will be able to sound our message and it will be heard. Let them continue churning these things in one or another direction. Today, we have a lot to learn from other countries. Therefore, it'll be quicker. We only have to prepare ourselves and to disseminate our materials more and more for people to get used to it appearing. It doesn't matter that we have to wait for the public to be ready. No, we have to disseminate everything there is in a good, light, and easy way, and for it to be used. First of all, it has to be on the network, on the net. That's what we need, and we have to conclude and agree. How is it going to be? Under what name? B'nai Baruch, some kind of organization. For sure, all those things that are publicized aren't under Josie Nakash or something, but that it'll be clear that it is coming on part of the organization, and that this organization has power and many writers and forces. Going back to the United States, the situation is that societies are becoming more closed, subcultures are closing themselves, locking themselves in, the separation is growing. Are they going to separate into nations, cultures, that, you know, they're closing themselves in as societies in order to protect themselves? I don't understand how are you mixing these things, that there will be less means, then there will be less connection between the nations. This I don't understand. No, you can already see that countries are closing connection. So what if some country closes its economy before or with another country? Does it have to do with culture, with societies, with nations? No, it has to do with pockets, these banks with those banks. Don't confuse the connection between money and human connection, the connection between people. If there are areas that are more infected or more closed society, like in New York or here in Israel, it causes certain separation. What separation? Separation between the rich that have money and the relations between them, that they close things behind closed doors. Who's going to make more, and how do we use people? How do we use the people? What are you talking about? What connection is there between success in different businesses and the connection between cultures and nations? Tell me, please, what kind of connection is there between the American nation and the Chinese people? Because between them, they're all the time trading. So what? You see what kind of connection they have? Hate. A connection of hate. I don't understand the connection. Where are you taking this from? Probably someone said this foolishly and you accept it. Advancement in trade never ties nations together. If maybe they're you know, geographically close and they're interdependent, but no, I didn't see such examples in history. People talk about it, yes, in order to exploit others more, but that's it. 90% of Americans are now at home. This is what the government asked for. It stops all the employment, actually. There's a saying that if in the United States there's a flu, then the entire world has pneumonia, that it will affect everyone. How will this affect the world and Israel? I really hope that the United States will get the flu and that the rest of the world will get pneumonia. I really hope that this is how it's going to be. But afterwards, there's also going to be a feedback from the entire world to the United States. What are they living off? We have no choice. We just have to explain. The only thing I don't understand is, why are you immersed in what politicians are in, bankers, governments? What is there about it? It's the garbage of garbage. What's the point of looking at them? What do they understand about what's going on? Everyone wants to fill his voids with whatever he can. And you're looking at them as, well, what do they think about and what are they writing? Nothing. Nothing about it. They're just covering their butt, because soon they're going to get such a blow that they can't even imagine. But why learn from them? What can each of them give? What kind of solution? What kind of solution can Trump give besides these billions of dollars that he's throwing in and afterwards he's not going to have? He doesn't know what's going to happen in the next round. he's walking on a path and he has no idea what's gonna be behind the corner. Now there are gangsters behind him. Give me a ship full of gold, please. He keeps on going behind the corner. There are other gangsters come up, and now give us an airplane with diamonds. I don't have one. Ah, you don't have one. He has no idea what's going to happen. This virus isn't going to stop. And don't look for solutions with those people that have already brought us to this crisis. Why should we listen to them for them to give us a solution for the crisis? If they brought us to the crisis to begin with. There's a very important principle here. You're saying that we're too influenced by politicians, writers, journalists. We just want to acquire their language in order to learn how to clothe our message in their language. There's something else. Take what they say and add to that our solution. Add our solution to it. But don't take their method, because all of their methods are only by money, army, different agreements, even though that today no one pays any attention to these international agreements of how can we come out of the crisis. They can't. They can't. Today, the crisis is not an economical one or an industrial one. It is impossible to solve it by war. It is a social crisis. Social. And see how the virus works. We see that the United States, which is a very powerful, the most powerful nation in the world, that many Jews wanted to become a part of it. Suddenly, there is an identity crisis. Do you think that Jews and former Israelis should come back to Israel? I'm not worried about them. Jews know how to get along in every situation. Let them get along. I'm not recommending them what to do. They looked for their home in the United States. They found it. Be well. I visited such homes, luxurious, very rich. I don't condemn them. I'm also not in favor of everyone to come here to serve in the army and be here in the state of Israel. No. But that they will not disrespect their jury in relation to their rule towards the world, so they won't disregard their Jewishness, their rule. They can stay there, don't have to come here, but they have to understand that they're obliged to participate in the correction of the world to build a uniform human society, a homogeneous human society. This is what they will be demanded to do, and the virus should awaken them toward that. And as much as I care, they can stay in the United States and be healthy and successful. I'm not pulling them in any direction. For me, there's no geography or history, but only the development of human society in a uniform direction. Chaim. We heard a lot about the situation in the United States and that there is no point in waiting for solutions, certainly not from those people that have created this crisis. What kind of solution are you offering? What would you say to the American public or American leaders? What are we offering? I am offering a solution to our writers, to our educators, here in the United States, all around the world, to start talking. Start talking on part of the organization. It should be It should go through a censorship and the right through the right channels, but for us to start filling the world everywhere, wherever you can, to start filling the world with our agenda. And it doesn't matter that we're made fun of, doesn't matter that people don't understand, doesn't matter that people disregard. The time will come. You know, if you have what to eat, then you disregard everything. If you don't have what to eat, then you pick up a dry piece of bread off the floor, obviously. So let them reach it. They will. But in the meantime, disseminate. Send your bread on the water. So once, when you were in Arosa and other places, there was such an agenda, but today we don't have it. So start disseminating it and filling everything with it. Of course, we're not telling anything new. And Chaim and I, we stood in Arosa, and we talked about this, we addressed the public there. Please.
Sivan Weisfeld, mitam Israelit, nashim kodvot le nashim.
Sivan Weisfeld, on part of the Israelit magazine. Yeah, Sunday we're giving training in English, our writer's training, and how to write on the web. And writing on the web is something very personal, from person to person. Here we talked about something global, but now people are sitting at home, they're hysteric, because the economy, everything that's going on, a nurse that's taking care of a corona, of taking care of treating someone with corona, even without the necessary equipment. Everything that you said that will happen in the United States is like happening now. What is the message that a person can deliver to another person? How can we explain this on the personal level? I see you as a wise woman, and that you will be able to turn our material in different directions, to envelop it in different envelopes, and later to serve it to everyone, to women, to men, children, everyone. I think that we still don't understand the present that we have received, the opportunity that we have received, and why are we still not acting full speed ahead, that I run and run, and for everyone should, you know, race, that everyone's in a race. So now I have an opportunity. And you can ask another 1,000 questions about the same things. Instead of starting to... Norma. Can we ask about the economy again? I want to better explain the question. It says that if there's no flour, there's no Torah. True. Now, besides health, this is what is the immediate harm to... This is the immediate harm to people. They feel that it's a disaster, that there are more than 1 million unemployed in the United States. The talk is about 10 million, and it's growing. So, in the meantime, this is what people think. Is it a correction or not? I don't know. I understand that this is something that we have to explain and everything, and that we're doing this in every possible way. The question is, how is it possible to explain to a person that right now, in the state of where there is concern for people are concerned for their basic needs, Well, obviously we have to care and make sure that everyone will have their basic things. Food, you know, 20 basic products for everyone to have them. So you're saying that it's not an economical crisis, but a social crisis. Yes, and? So the question is it possible to say that if we correct society, then we will also correct economy? Excellent, yes. You have understood correctly. And we will not be able to correct the economy in any other way. To correctly distribute to everyone and for it to last for everyone, only on condition that we would really like for it to be this way, and we try. Thank you. Final question. In the past, the United States led the world. Who has to be the responsible grown-up to lead humanity now? Who has to be what? The responsible figure. The parent, because up until now we had Trump who led humanity to some extent. So why adult, wise? It's a saying that there's like someone responsible for all the children. That. But what kind of a leadership do you see leading now? The United States, Israel, Europe, what superpower? No one. It has to only be a group that is made up of our people that together correctly discuss the world problem, and that this way they understand what to do, that they join together and know how to lead humanity, and then under them, there are groups that are engaged in just distribution, finance, industry, education, you know, the usual ministries. But the main thing is that society that you can call it a Sanhedrin, if you wish. Okay, good. So be well. I really enjoy seeing all of you so pretty and nice. I see that the coronavirus is actually, it has a beneficial effect on you. Everyone has, you know, y'all look pretty, healthy, with this radiance. That there are less people than usual dying in Israel since the quarantine. Yeah, you can write an article about it. Okay, so good luck, hugging you all. Maybe a last question. Mushi, it's a shame that he can't ask himself, but he talked to you and maybe have between the readers or something to have a competition between the writers. This is something that I don't understand about. I don't know how to do it. Maybe you should already see how to do it one way or another. But we have to try and break out in all directions. So I have nothing further to say. What did you mean exactly when you said competitive materials, content? That you will compete against each other. It has to be a bit more lively, not informative, but a bit more lively. What, in the way of work or writing? I write better than Chaim and Norma do. She does better than I do. No, that you'll start writing as if you're attacking Chaim and you're against Norma, and this why it's like this and like that. Even though that it doesn't really exist between you, but in order to show these things, make them stand out, do it. Fine. Very good. So try doing these kinds of tricks. Finally, you're all raiders. Be well. All the best. Goodbye.